Hello, I'm Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, everybody. I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy for the 23rd. It's Friday, the 23rd of August.
Thank goodness it's Friday.
Lisa, this is a great day for healing, and a lot of the astrological aspects, are already underway by the time we wake up. Can I just rattle off a few for you?
Please, please.
So we have the moon sextiling Mars at 4:44 a.m. And then we have at 4:46, we have Mercury trining Chiron. We've been talking about this aspect all week long, and it finally perfects today. So we are at the zenith of this energy. And then the moon conjuncts Chiron at 5:45 a.m. So by the time we wake up, Lisa, on Friday, there's a really good feeling that we're being taken care of emotionally. So that's why I said it's a great day for healing, and that's how we start our day on Friday.
You know, I'm going to apply that healing term more specifically because the card for today is the Four of Swords. This is the card for mental rest. We need to rest. Our mind is exhausted. And frankly, I think what it's sick of is telling those awful stories about ourselves. So it's just like with all of this great emotional energy today, your mind just isn't going to get as much traction on saying or believing the worst about you or other people. I don't know if you realize, but they've proven psychologically that we treat other people just a little bit better than we treat ourselves. So it's like if we're really working on treating ourselves better in how we interpret what we do and how we do it, then we're going to apply that to anyone else and everybody benefits. So today is a great day to give your mind a rest. Anytime you get the four, put it on a firm foundation, four corners. It's like, no, I'm just, you know, it just doesn't. When something feels awful in your body, not true. Your mind can just go, no, there's enough evidence to the contrary. I'm going to park it. I'm going to park that inner critic and just rest.
So let me just add to that, because they have a good, there's an energy that happens at 5 p.m. on Friday. The moon enters Taurus.
Oh.
So, I mean, what a great place for the moon to be on Friday night. As you were saying, give the mind a rest. This is a sensual feeling. This is a time to ease into the and indulge in the sensual aspects of life, right? So do what you love, cooking, massages, gardening, burning incense, all right? Shut down the week. It's Friday.
And the moon is at home in Taurus. That's literally your home. And fours are putting things on a firm foundation. So it's just like, yeah, you got this. You don't need to overwork. You don't need to overdo. You got this. So let your mind rest, let your body enjoy, and have a good Friday.
It gets better.
Please.
Because as the day goes on, Mars sextiles Chiron, that we've been having the Mercury trine to Chiron, but now Mars is in a position to sextile Chiron. So now we have even more oomph. And then Mars was will sextile Mercury at the same time. So it's a great way to end the day, right?
You know what I love about that is that combination to me says that your body kind of automatically wants to do, Mars is our actions, wants to do what feels good, you know, sextile Chiron, and what's a better story, Mercury, retrograde in Leo. So it's like, pay attention. Your body may lead the way, not your mind. It's like you may find yourself doing something slightly out of character or not the way that you always do it. Go with it and see where it takes you. You might find it takes a lot less effort, gets done in less time, and you feel better about the results.
Yeah, it's a great day for that, Lisa.
Well, then that certainly is a good Friday.
And
I'm Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand.
I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy. We'll see you next time.
See you Saturday.